guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016, the General Cigar booth. We are in the Macanudo booth again, here with Gus again, to talk about... we like to hang out with you, though.
That's cool. I say again like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. No, we're going to talk about the Mao, but every year it seems like Macanudo has something really rare, really special,
exactly,
with premium packaging. I mean, numbered boxes and all that, but you can tell us all about it. But this, the Mao is that edition this year.
It is, exactly. And you know, it's interesting. For the past 3 years, you're right, we've introduced what we've called Macanudo Estate Reserve. And really what we wanted to do is utilize, you know, rare tobaccos that had a really unique story. You know, the last couple of years, we've been utilizing Jamaican tobacco, again, really hearkening back to the roots of Macanudo in Jamaica. And so this year, we wanted to do something a little bit different. You know, typically people talk about, you know, not only Macanudo, but General Cigar in total, around the vast library of tobaccos that we have. Well, in addition to that, we have a lot of seeds. And, you know, it's interesting, as we look over the history of the brand, you know, as you guys know, back in 1968, Macanudo was really kind of when it was started. And we are utilizing seeds from the 1960s for this year's edition of Macanudo Mao. And really kind of in addition to the unique seed, we've got a really cool process. And the way we've kind of coined it is called accelerated regeneration. And it's just kind of a fancy way of saying what we're doing is we're using two regions. We're using the Connecticut River Valley, and we're also using a region in the Dominican Republic called Mao. And what we're doing is we're taking an 8-year process and condensing it into 4 years. And we're able to do that by utilizing the alternating growing seasons between those two regions. So we take those seeds from the 1960s and plant them in the Connecticut River Valley. Go ahead, harvest that product, and we take the best of that crop and we use those seeds and replant in the Mao region. We go ahead and we keep doing this process back and forth, transferring the seeds, packing up delicately, and shipping them up. And so we have, you know, it's great because we, you know, condense 8 to 4 years. But what that allows us to be able to do is control a lot of aspects of the tobacco, from disease resistance, smokeability, flavor, etc. And it's really cool. So then we go ahead and we take that Mao tobacco, and we go ahead and complement it with some Nicaraguan as well as Colombian tobaccos that provide a little bit of strength, not too much, but just a little bit of strength with a little bit of sweetness with the Colombian tobacco. We blend those together, bind it in a nice San Andreas binder, and then wrap it in a beautiful U.S. Connecticut shade wrapper. And again, present it in this beautiful, you know, wood box. Again, I think you've probably seen this in the past, the wood coffins. The one challenge is this, because as we kind of start with all this product and as we go through this regeneration process, the tobacco that's available through this, through the kind of the filtering of getting the best, is very limited.
Yeah.
So as a result, we only have 1,800 boxes of each front mark. We have 3 front marks. We've kept the sizes the same as in the past because we found that those are perfect. The other thing too is that kind of, you know, what we talked about earlier, pricing is key. We've decided to keep our pricing the same as we have all 4 years. So we're not taking prices up every single year, you know, which typically happens. We feel like we've got a great sweet spot in terms of price point, a great cigar that justifies a little bit higher price point within the Macanudo portfolio. And that's the thing about Macanudo in general, is that we have an offering for every taste profile and every price point within our portfolio. So you really don't have to go too far from home when if you're a Macanudo smoker. The other thing too that's really cool is, you know, obviously the presentation with the box is open is fantastic. But as I mentioned that story in terms of the journey that the seed takes, yeah, from, you know, region to region, we've tried to communicate that in our box as well. So as you can see here, the map of the Connecticut River Valley, and then also the new DR, the Mao region. So really cool, really excited about this. I think the people who like Macanudo are going to love this cigar, because I think, well, it's something that's unique and cool, a little bit more medium body than, yeah, you typically find in, say, a cafe, but it's definitely something you would expect from Macanudo in terms of the smoothness of the smoke. So, again, really pumped about this. Sales have been fantastic here at the show, and that's about it, my friend.
Did you cover it all?
I hope so.
You got it all in there.
I
said hi, and then he went over and went into everything.
Yeah.
But it's based on the profile and the way you describe the tobaccos that are being used, it sounds like this is going to be, you mentioned kind of a medium body, but on the stronger side for Macanudo.
It is a little bit, yeah, definitely with that Nicaraguan tobacco. And it's interesting, you know, when I say Nicaragua and I say Colombia, that's not typically something you'd expect from
that
the Macanudo.
The next thing I was going to say.
Exactly, yeah. So we want to do some different. Again, the key is that we want to surprise and delight folks with different things from Macanudo. And I think as you look at what we've done in the last 12 months at Macanudo, this is a different brand, but at the same time, its heart is still the same. And Mao is no different. We want to surprise and delight folks with some cool things, but at the same time, know that people can, you know, this is what I would expect from Macanudo.
Yeah, it's. And I feel like that's been kind of your process over the last few years, is taking that, the old school feel of Macanudo, for lack of a better term,
yeah,
and directing it more towards that modern palate. I mean, John and I have talked about this a lot with the Estate Jamaica from last year. Yeah. Fantastic cigar, but very, very different than anything that Macanudo has done before. So it's cool for, I mean, guys like us who are smoking the Nicaraguan stuff, and
sure,
they everybody likes that heavier profile, to see Macanudo going in that direction. So very, very cool.
Yeah, we're very excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And guys, thanks for checking out all of our IPCPR coverage on CigarFederation.com.